with Jill Roderick from the Niobe Zoo, and bear with me here, this is your title, Curator of Conservation and Education.
Yes, it's a very long title, yeah.
It sounds really important, though,
and that's
why we're talking to you today.
It does. Of course it's important. Come on now. It's education and conservation. How could it not be?
And we're coming to you live from the Niobe Zoo train, so if you hear any animals in the background or you hear Andy go off because he just saw the lion, don't think anything of it.
I'm pretty much just going to be watching animals this entire time.
What he means is listening to me and hanging on my every so, you know.
Jill, can you give us a little bit of background and how you came to be in this position here at Niobe?
Yeah, I actually, I was moving to the Quad Cities anyway, because I'm getting married next year, and basically this position opened up, and it is exactly what I had been doing in Peoria for 10 years, and so I'd worked at the Peoria Zoo, and I've actually worked at zoos since I graduated from college, so I worked at Knoxville Zoo in Tennessee before that, and Lowry Park Zoo in Tampa, and so pretty much I was able to come here and start right when the zoo opened. So it's very exciting. I've only been here a couple months, but we've got a whole bunch of new programs and everything coming up, and it's all really exciting.
Yeah, and that's what we'll definitely highlight some of those programs that you have. But real quick, Curator of Conservation Education, what does that all entail? Because that seems like a pretty big umbrella.
It is. It covers everything. No, it's basically the big thing to remember with zoos is it is all about conservation and education. We definitely want people to have fun and enjoy it and come and see the animals and enjoy that. But ultimately what we want them to do is feel a connection with those animals, mm-hmm. realize why we have them here and what they can do, little things in their world that they can change to make the world a better place for all of us. And so what we're doing is we've got conservation programs that we work with. We've got we're raising some turtles that are going to be released back out into the wild and different things like that, mm-hmm. that we do, and we're growing our conservation programs, so that's part of what I'm in charge of also. But then also education programs just in general, so these include scout programs, mm-hmm. they include family programs, they include programs that are actually going to be running all year round. So it's just, it covers a little bit of everything, which is what I like.
And that's something that you mentioned too before we started recording too. You guys, instead of just being a, 6, 7, 8 month zoo, now you're going to be open all year round.
No. Don't listen to him. All right, no. We are not, the zoo itself is not going to be open year round. However, there are going to be programs offered year round. So basically, that's the biggest difference. So basically what we'll do is, we can offer scout programs year round. So if you wanted to do something in November and come mm-hmm. out and see the zoo and work towards a requirement or something mm-hmm. like that, we could easily do that. You will not be able to walk around the zoo afterwards. It would just be with us, but as long as weather permits, we're going to actually be able to go out into the zoo and everything like that. And what's really cool about that is you'll be the only ones here. So basically what I want people to realize is even though the zoo is closed officially, we'll be doing so many things for families, for scouts, for kids and everything like that, that we want them to remember that the zoo is here, and keep us in mind for when we do open again in April.
Oh, that's great. And I think some of our Cub Scout packs and Boy Scout troops would probably take advantage of that. And, and is it something that they would contact you directly?
They contact me directly. It is not on our website yet because I'm still developing. I want to pick dates and stuff like that. But also it's going to be things that people can actually sign up for individually. So it's not that you have to sign up as a big, as a group at a certain date or anything like that. It's going to be more, you look at your calendar, what are you looking for, and we'll fit a program to you. So we've got some flexibility, and since the zoo's not really open, it's going to be just a really cool thing of being able to experience that. I mean, I've never worked at a place that's closed for part of the season, so I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of opportunity.
Exactly.
There.
One of the programs that I'm most excited about is probably the fact that we're doing we're going to offer zoo snoozes, which people can actually come and spend the night at the zoo.
Oh,
and so
that's
we'll
right
be
up
doing
our alley.
Programs hey. All we'll be doing programs all night. And at other zoos that I was at, it was huge with scouts. And so we would do that, and it was just a lot of fun. And so that's going to be an option. And like I said, it should be all on our website in the next couple of weeks. We're getting through zoo camp. It ends next week. And so after that, I can kind of take a breath and then kind of go from there. And so, but all that, definitely start checking out the website because I'm going to be adding stuff every week or so of what new programs we're offering and what we're going to have going on in the fall and the winter.
When you come here for the zoo snooze, do you get to choose which animal and containment you get to put your tent up in?
Are there any that are off limits?
You have to have it be strategic.
I'm telling you,
you'd have to have like a zebra or the giraffe or something. Something
anyway,
that isn't like going
to
hurt you.
I feel like I need to stress: you don't listen to these guys. Okay, yes, just listen to me because I'm telling you.
If you're looking for good information, don't listen to this.
Yes, we won't actually be in any exhibits. All right. However, there is an opportunity to actually do camping outside of this building, but there's also a building that we can sleep in. You'd still be sleeping on the floor,
sure,
but it would still be a building that they could sleep in. So,
That's huge because we have a couple overnighters right now planned for our year, but we've never even thought of an overnighter at the zoo. So that's a really neat opportunity.
I don't think a lot of people have, and it is something that's just a really cool thing. Like I said, we offered the programs at other places that I've been, and they're just so much fun.
Yeah.
And it's so fun to have the kids. They're so excited, and it's basically like a big slumber party for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a lot of fun to be able to see how excited they get about the zoo.
Now, before we got started recording today, I was looking around your office, and we started talking about some of these mugshots that you have on the wall here.
They're not truly mugshots.
But they're pictures of kids, and it turns out that they are junior zookeepers.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We actually have a program that runs for ages 14 to 17. The kids actually do an application process. They go through a lot. They do an application process. We do an interview. We treat it almost like a job because of the fact that what they're signing on for is going to be their responsibility. It's going to be their responsibility to sign up for shifts and everything like that. But what's cool is they get to spend the summer at the zoo then. They can put in as many hours as they want. They come in, they do interpretation, and so they learn how to talk about the animals. They can help with summer camp. They can do help with enrichment, which is like creating things for the animals. You guys, of course, can't see because there's no video, but on my floor over here, I've got these painted things. They're actually paper mache balloons that we'll put in with like the gibbons and the colobus monkeys and stuff like that.
Cool.
And the zoo camp and the JZKs have helped create those so the keepers can use them to give the animals something else to think about, something else to do.
Sure.
And so it's just an extra thing that they can do. So there's a lot of different opportunities for these kids, but what's really cool about it is to watch them grow every year, and they're so excited about the zoo anyway, and to get teenagers out in the zoo talking about it and excited about it and everything like that, it's a great opportunity for all of us, honestly. I want them to enjoy it, and I think it's great to watch them out there talking to people, and it's just a fun program.
Right, absolutely. And you said teenagers, so what age groups are you looking at?
14 to 17. Is that age group. And they will, their application process starts in, it's due like the middle of April.
Okay.
And so all of it will be on the website starting at basically January 1st. I'll have all the information about the application, about what time the trainings are going to be in the summer, all that kind of stuff, how the program works and everything. And so they'll have a lot of opportunities to be able to talk to me and everything like that. And I also encourage, honestly, if you can't find something on a website or you have some questions or anything like that, they can always call me, too. My number is on the website in multiple places, and so I'm more than happy to answer any questions that they have.
Great. No, it seems like, you know, the scouts that we have, this would be right up some of their alleys.
Yeah.
I mean, 14 through 17, right there at the Boy Scout age. We also have venturers, so it could be co-ed. We could definitely get the word out there for you guys, because I know there will be people interested.
Yes. Well, and I always like to stress that, you know, initially when people hear, oh, I'd be talking in front of people, I don't know, I'm not really, you know, public speaking and everything like that, and it's amazing to me first to watch these kids when they first come in and they're not so sure, and just to watch them change and grow, because no matter what job you do, public speaking is going to be a part of it. So it's a good thing to learn, but it's also so much easier when it's here with something that you like, you know, if you like animals and you like, you know, that kind of thing, it just makes it so much easier to talk about.
Yeah.
So are there any other educational things going on that we haven't mentioned yet?
Oh my gosh, there's tons of stuff. We're going to be offering Zoo Tots programs starting in September for kids ages 2 to 4. We're going to offer homeschool programs, so people who are choosing to homeschool their children, we're actually going to be offering those programs once a month on a Wednesday to come in. It's like 2 hours, and each month it'll be a different topic, and so it'll give them some science background and everything that maybe they can't do at home, but they can come out and they can talk about, you know, animals and classification and all that kind of stuff. We'll be offering Like I talked about the Zoo Snoozes. We've got some special events coming up in the winter that we're going to be doing, and we like a breakfast with Santa and different things like that. And then we've also got some senior programs that we're going to be offering and some just general family programs, and so all sorts of great things.
Oh, it sounds like you guys really have a lineup, and I know you being brand new, it's a good time to implement a lot of this stuff.
Yes, exactly.
And you bring a lot of good.
We're going to change. And I was like, let's see what else we can do. And not everything had to be changed.
Right.
Niobe Zoo has had a very strong, you know, I love the community feel, and I love the fact that most people are just incredibly supportive of the zoo, and I think that's great. And so I want them to realize how excited everybody who works here is to be here, and how much we want to do stuff back for them. And so all the programs and everything are really designed so that people just remember we're here and know that there's always something to do at the zoo.
All right. Well, Jill, we've got a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
Before we do that, though, we need to ask, what's your favorite animal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't answer that. I really don't.
You don't want to offend any other animals.
Well, I really don't. I cannot say that I have
a favorite animal. She has, like, 12 pictures of lions in her office.
What?
No, I just made
it. I was like, yeah, I really don't have a favorite animal.
She was like, wait.
I didn't even realize that. No, there's just, honestly, there's so many reasons to like so many different types of animals. Snakes are cool because people have such a response to snakes, whether it's good or bad, and I just love to be able to watch that kid who was so horrified initially then touch it later and be like, it wasn't that bad, okay? And so that kind of stuff. But, you know, how can you not like the snow leopards and the giraffes and the, you know, and all that? So, yes, I could not pick a favorite. Yeah. What can I say?
Well, our first question that we ask everybody is, what is your favorite current TV show right now?
Like, in the summer or all year round? I gotta say, I do kind of go for the whole Walking Dead kind of thing.
It
is one of those shows, that you're just kind of like, I caught up, I hadn't actually watched it. You know, you miss that first season and you think, oh, I'm never going to be able to, you know, and I ended up buying the first couple seasons and then catching up, and now I'm just waiting.
Did you see the new trailer from Comic-Con?
Yes, I did.
It hooks you pretty.
It does.
Pretty
it does,
quick.
Yes.
I mean, that first episode.
Yes.
The pilot hooks
you. Oh my gosh! It really was.
And
what's
really cool is that the pilot and the first issue of the comic are almost frame by frame.
I've actually seen
the same.
I have seen the comics and everything.
Now they've taken different paths.
Sure.
Similar, same for the most part, same characters, similar paths, but I mean, different things are happening.
Right.
But it's cool because it's the same thing as with the American and British version of The Office. The first episodes are exactly
almost
the same.
Identical.
Isn't that
and
weird?
And then they split out and they do different things. But
I think they have to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that's what I watch.
Yeah, we're big Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Our second question: if you could have your dream job, that's not your current job.
Oh my God.
Dream job.
So anything. It could be anything. What would you like to do?
You know, I would probably choose to do something in the field. Some kind of research where it was actually out living with, you know, the animals and studying them that way and doing that and kind of educating from that angle, so that way I could also talk to local people and stuff like that, because it's amazing to me that the changes that have been made just in the last, like, 10 years of people actually going out and talking to the people who are living there and, you know, talking about why we're trying to do the conservation that we are and everything like that. And realizing that sometimes they do stuff just to make that little bit of money that they need to survive. And so just watching the changes of being able to give money back to those communities from, you know, whether it be travel or anything like that, that way they're not hurting the animals or hurting the environment because they were just doing it to survive anyway. So that's probably something I would want to do.
That'd be cool.
So be like Jane Seymour. Is that someone?
Jane Goodall.
Jane Seymour is Dr. Quinn. Medicine.
Yes. So you're a big fan of like research kind of people. Yes.
Jane Goodall.
Yes. Yes. But yes.
Oh my God.
I would be interested in working with someone like that. I think that would be amazing. So she's an amazing person. Jane Goodall.
Goodall.
Yes. Yes.
Goodall. You have the first name right.
Yeah.
Not Dr. Quinn, but it's
no. I know nothing about her, sorry. So. Oh.
All right, our last question is, if you could meet anyone, past or present, fictional, who would it be? And you have supper with them, who would it be, and what would you eat with them?
Huh. Okay. See, I've never been good at these kind of questions because really that, you know, you say an answer and then later you're like, oh, why didn't I say this? Yes, what was I thinking? See, I'll just go along with my answer from last time. I would be interested to eat dinner with Jane Goodall and hear about her stories and how she was able to become a part of this chimp. I mean, she's like in her 80s and still tours and still does all this work for this and everything like that. And I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, her knowledge is just unlimited.
Yeah. There's other, I mean, sure, there's.
What would you eat with her?
If I ate with her, I would want to eat. See, I think I would want to try, like, some African food.
Sure.
Actually do, some like, native, yeah, something that I had never had before.
But you've never had African food?
I've never had African food
before.
It's
not the best.
Yeah. No, now, how often have you had African
food? I had it enough to know
So you tried it once. I like trying new food, so I would be willing to try a couple different times. I also, I'm like a buffet kind of person. I like to try a little bit of everything, so that would be good.
Cool. Well, Jill, real quick, if you just want to put your information out and talk about the website, that'll point our folks that listen to this right to the website and so we can get some of this information out. I think that some of the resources that you share with us today, there will definitely be some people interested in this.
Okay. No, that would be great. Our website is www.niobeezoo.com. You can go under the education link on there, and it'll tell you a little bit more about programs and stuff like that. You can always call just the main zoo number, 309-799-3482. Extension 222 is me, but even if you just get zero and ask for Jill or ask for education, they'll get you to me and everything like that. And on the website, if you just go to the ask button, they have that, you know, for information and stuff like that. That'll all eventually get directed to me too. So any of those work, and I'd love to hear from people if they have questions.
All right. Well, great.
This is perfect timing because the train's about to stop.
Yeah.
And so
it was a really long train ride.
Thank you for being our guest today.
And not a problem.
We'll talk with you soon.
All right.